Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to DRFA, the Democratic Member-Driven Union of Flight Attendants for Flight Attendants. Today is Tuesday, June the 12th, 2012, and this is Chicago Council 8 volunteer Joshua Jones reporting, and together we will do better. Crew scheduling has completed their move to Willis Tower and will begin testing the new telephone recording system. Section 4.AA of our contract requires that this system records all telephone conversations between flight attendants and crew scheduling, including all other departments that regularly perform crew scheduling functions. The recording will include the date and time of the calls and shall be kept for a minimum of 60 days. The implementation of this section of our contract will assist in any disputes that arise from our information exchange with crew scheduling. We continue to encourage all flight attendants to keep a record of the date, time, and the name of the crew scheduler when given any assignment or reassignment. This information can be confirmed with the recording if there are any issues. As always, we should maintain professional and courteous communications while expecting the same in return. We will keep you updated when the new telephone recording system is fully operational. We previously reported that there will be a planned outage last weekend for the FASTRS and OSAP reporting systems. This outage has been rescheduled for this weekend. The reporting systems will be down for a scheduled upgrade from Friday, June the 15th at 2200 Central Daylight Time until Sunday, June the 17th at 1800 Central Daylight Time. If you require to submit a FASTRS, please submit your report before Friday, June the 15th at 2200 Central Daylight Time, or after Sunday, June the 17th at 1800 Central Standard Time. If you require to submit an OSAP report, please log your safety issue by calling the OSAP hotline at 872-825-1324. If you submit an OSAP, you will need to file your report on Skynet once the system is back up on June 17th. At 1800 Central Daylight Time. If you have any questions or concerns, contact your local domicile supervisor. Our contract is over 66 years of history. Since the inception of our contract, we have seen it evolve, but the focus still remains on important issues such as the quality of life, job protection, safety, legal rest, and schedule flexibility. Our scope language has proven strong throughout the years in the System Board of Adjustments and the courts. The history of our union has given us a firm foundation to build on as the industry continues to change. Our job as flight attendants is to remain educated on the provisions of our new contract. Contract education is a very significant part in preparing for the upcoming joint contract negotiations. We will continue to focus on the education of important provisions of our contract in this final phase of United's merger through DRAFA, FAN, E-Lines, and our website. We encourage flight attendants to stay up to date on our contract education and implementation. On June the 7th through the 9th, our flying partners from Boston, Denver, JFK, Las Vegas, Chicago, and San Francisco successfully completed scheduling training. The NEC Central Scheduling Committee conducted the training for our local council scheduling representatives. Training focused on line building and its history with an education on the sections of our contract that relate to line building and scheduling. We appreciate and congratulate all participants for their continued advocacy for flight attendants. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. As we move forward together, management must recognize the value that flight attendants bring to this world's largest airline. We will stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading single contract.